I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Today, I would like us to think about an event that took place with a blind man who encountered Jesus. In John chapter 9, Jesus walked by and saw this blind man. The disciples asked Jesus, "Who sinned? Did his parents sin that caused his blindness? Did he sin?" They were curious to find out the cause of his blindness. So often, if we are honest, we act like the disciples of Jesus. Here, they boiled down their answers to this man's blindness to two conclusions. Either his parents sinned, or he did. We may see someone suffering due to illness or calamity or crisis, and immediately we want to find the reason why. Oh, it must be because of sin, or their bad choices, or whatever the reason. Then, don't we just move on our merry way to the next issue of our day? Jesus answered his disciples and said in verse 3, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him." This man's suffering was going to bring glory to God. God was going to work mightily in him. Maybe the reason someone is suffering is defined in their moment of crisis, illness, or blindness, that God wants to display his mighty works in their life. He wants to bring glory to his name through their suffering or illness or blindness. Now immediately we say, "Well, not everyone who has prayed for is healed." That is true. But many times God has a greater purpose in mind. Healing can and does occur for God's glory. God also works in ways we cannot see. We need to pray the prayer of a righteous person, as James declares in James 5:16. "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. In John 9, the purpose for this man's blindness was to bring glory and honor to Christ, which in fact happens. Listen to what Jesus says to his disciples in verses 4 through 7. "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. In this miracle, God was at work in the blind man's life. God was at work teaching the disciples that God has a greater purpose in our sufferings to bring him glory. And God was at work demonstrating his divine power through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, proving he is the Messiah. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that all suffering, sickness, calamity is caused by a fallen world, but we are not to be quick to judge the reasons why. We are to trust in the God who sees all, knows all, and hears all. He has a greater purpose, one of which is to bring glory and honor to his name, another to do mighty works for his glory in and through your life. Are you letting God do that? To work in you his good pleasure even when you're sick, suffering, dealing with a crisis? Why not let God in, release the burden, the sickness, the crisis to him? Why not pray, "Lord, I want you to be glorified and honored through this," and name the sickness or the issue or crisis. Then let God be in control and watch him work. In those moments when I was facing a cancer diagnosis, I didn't want to respond in fear, but in faith. My prayer was and still is, "Lord Jesus, you be glorified in my life and help me to be a witness of your love and grace." His peace and his presence has accompanied me through this journey. He will do the same for you. Trust him today and discover that he is the true miracle worker who opens blind eyes. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.